Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 33. We're going to be reading verses 10 through 21 responsively by half verse. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to naught.
He makes the devices of the peoples to be of no effect, and casts out the counsels of princes.
The counsel of the Lord shall endure forever,
and the thoughts of his heart from generation to generation.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
And blessed are the people he has chosen for himself to be his inheritance.
The Lord looks down from heaven and beholds all the children of men.
From the habitation of his dwelling, he considers all those who dwell on the earth.
He fashions all the hearts of them
and understands all their works.
There is no king who can be saved by a mighty host.
Neither is any mighty man delivered by great strength.
A horse is considered a vain hope to save a man.
Neither shall it deliver anyone by its great strength.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him,
and upon those who put their trust in his mercy,
to deliver the soul from death,
and to feed them in the time of famine.
Our soul has patiently waited for the Lord,
for he is our help and our shield.
Our hearts shall rejoice in him,
because we have hoped in his holy name.
Let your merciful kindness, O Lord, be upon us,
as we have put our trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our New Testament reading this morning is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek faith. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.